How about taking your favorite activity, like whether it's walking, wandering, into the theatre space? So going towards a wonderful garden like I did at Trinity College Gardens to see Treasure Island was a wonderful experience, to see theatre in an interesting place. There's lots of garden shows at the moment, Wind in the Willows, there's lots of outdoor Shakespeare, but I think Treasure Island was a real lovely twist. They had a female as Jim in the main role, and this was the version written by Bryony Lavery. So it was a really amazing opportunity to see poetry or poetic form put into the drama of a well-known story, accessible for both adults and children alike, with some amazing live music that really added to the feeling of it. And one of the things that struck me is how the posters of events can really tell you a lot, but they're not quite everything before the show. So this poster, designed by Vince Gill, was full of different layers. It was watery, it was slightly burnt, it was old, and it was the whole world of the play. And I remember one of his posters for Breaking the Code about the Turin story had an apple that was gradually unpeeling, and this had a great tie at the end because, of course, he poisoned himself using the apple. But you didn't know that until after you'd seen the show, unless, of course, you had an interest in that already. So this is a great way of seeing how the art that's connected with a performance can bring it alive in another dimension. And I think this is, for me personally, a great inspiration of how I can bring live dramatic form into visual art and vice versa by bringing the story out into another dimension. So that's my little share today about looking at the art that's connected with a show and seeing if it's telling you something that resonates after you've seen it, or whether it is a note about the costumes or what it resonates with, and adding that story a step beyond what is seen before you go into the show, I think was really, really clever. So we've got a heat wave here still. Apparently there's a thunderstorm coming. So for the future performances out in the garden of all the shows that are in London and elsewhere, I do hope that the thunderstorm adds to the action or is brilliantly timed. I am familiar with actors going on doing Shakespeare with umbrellas, although it can be a little bit hard on the audience if they're not allowed the same privilege. So whatever you've got booked for this hot, wonderful, ecstatic weekend, I hope you enjoy it. Do leave me a comment, share if you've enjoyed, and wishing you lots of connections with the art around you and the theatre that surrounds you as well. Wishing you all the very best for this glorious July that's turning into one of the hottest that we've had on record there. Here's to you.